Hey, thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR U News. Yeah, that's you, Woody, I'm talking to, who works at the Max store in Soho. Came up to me. Faithful listener, he and his girlfriend. So good morning, Woody.
Good morning, Woody.
And hi, girlfriend. Woody. They listen online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Time for something that I've missed. I've missed my stroll. I've missed my wandering. I've missed my sashaying through the day's headlines. Well, they're not really the headlines. They're more like the back lines. It's The Ramble. And I am not alone.
No.
Matt Martinez, nice to see you.
Oh, good to see you, Allison. And I like your top. It's very nice.
Thank you. Nicole Miller.
Very nice.
Okay. Second radio to just say, I like your top.
Yeah. Hello, Olympics. Goodbye, cars. That's our first story in The Ramble. There's some new traffic restrictions that went into place in Beijing today to... clean up pollution, to stop pollution, basically.
Because you know why? Because athletes need to breathe.
Yes, yes.
It's
very, very important. There are 3.3 million cars in Beijing alone. And the regulations that began say that today, drivers with even-numbered plates have to take public transportation. And employers are also... have also been asked to stagger work schedules, and public institutions are opening an hour later than normal. And they say that all of these traffic calming measures could still not work because unpredictable winds during the Olympics could blow pollution into Beijing from other provinces. And the lack of wind, very common in August, could cause a buildup of local pollution.
Wait, so the wind's a problem and no wind's a problem?
Yes, yeah, it's basically a big problem.
It's a no wind.
But there is more. There is more to this story. Two new subway lines and an airport rail link were opened over the weekend in Beijing. The projected number of passengers on the three routes is expected to reach 1.1 million daily. During the Olympics next month. It's just amazing measures they're going through to make sure that the pollution is cut down in Beijing.
And do you think any of these solutions would last past the Olympics?
Or? Probably not.
No.
I'll be watching on my couch in some air conditioning in New York City. You know there's going to be a big shakeup in late night TV starting next year. Conan O'Brien is going to take over for Jay Leno, and Jay Leno is going
somewhere.
ABC, yeah. We don't know. Now, who's going to replace Conan O'Brien? There was a big battle for this between, would it be Carson Daly? Would it be BJ Novak? It turns out it's going to be Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
Of Saturday Night Live and not too many good movies fame. So they're going to, do something that's kind of smart. Lorne Michaels of SNL, he's going to launch an online edition of the Jimmy Fallon version of Late Night. They're going to be little 10-minute sort of warm-up shows so that Jimmy Fallon can kind of find his groove, find his sea legs. So remember the early episodes of Conan? Unwatchable.
Yeah, they were really bad.
They were really, really bad.
He was so nervous.
Exactly. So they're going to do it on the web for 10 minutes. They're going to do it at 12:30 at night, like when the show will actually be on. And Lauren says it'll be a time for Jimmy to express more freedom.
Like a show on the internet.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Weird. Getting a following before
That's
going to the television.
Great idea.
Is it going to be live? Is it going to be streamed live? Live at 12:30?
I believe that's the way it's going to go.
It's doomed.
What a good idea.
Yeah, it's doomed.
Lorne Michaels, he doesn't know what he's doing, ever. Right? Okay.
All right, so I have a story. I love these kind of stories. It's about, treasure in your trash. So this is a story in New York. A $20,000 pair of diamond earrings were lost in the garbage. It was Staten Island jeweler lost them. They went to a landfill and sorted through a smelly heap of garbage and found them.
Wow.
They were in a jar of cleaning solution. A worker at the jewelry store had accidentally thrown the earrings away.
Amazing.
I mean,
it's
that poor
story.
Worker. So they went to the Fresh Kills landfill. I don't know how this stuff went to Fresh Kills. I thought Fresh Kills had been closed a long time ago. So I don't know if these have been in the garbage that long or for some reason they got trucked to Fresh Kills. I don't know. But anyway, they had to dig through the trash but they found their earrings. And that never happens.
But $20,000 earrings. I mean, you could probably spot those from space.
Can I tell you
those
something?
Those things must be huge.
My husband lost his wedding ring once in the Delaware River.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, oh, God, I lost my wedding ring. What are we going to do? And I was like, all right, I'll help you find it. And I looked down and I found it. It was like, I just found it.
Maybe
it was a miracle.
Wow.
So maybe they should have hired me.
Well, was it,
was it
on the banks of the Delaware?
No, it was in the water. It was in the water.
Trisha has superpowers. You didn't know about that?
I was like, we're never going to find it. Don't worry, honey. Don't worry. Oh, look, right there. And I picked it up.
It's magic.
Now you have to stay married to me.
There might be other reasons you'd like to do that, too.
I don't think so.
Cassie.
Move on.
I don't know.
I might cry.
Hey, the World Series, buy now, pray later. An optimistic Cubs fan, he is going to lock up postseason tickets, but they might not ever exist. Any Cubs fan, apparently this place called First Dibs with a Z.
Dibs.com.
First Dibs. It's a Chicago-based company, formerly known as Ticket Reserve. You can purchase or reserve tickets from a seller, a season ticket holder, or someone who has guaranteed access to postseason tickets. But obviously, Cubs not in the World Series yet.
Right.
Not likely to be. I'm sorry.
Right.
So you spend the money now.
Spend the money now.
You cross your fingers.
Fingers. But you don't get the money back. That's the issue. If they fail to reach the World Series, you don't get your money back. And First Dibs gets a 17%.
But I can see two possible unhappy endings for this. So if you are a Cubs season ticket holder.
Yes.
And you don't believe in your Cubs.
So then
you give away the right to buy your tickets.
Yes.
And then they get to the World Series. How bad will you feel?
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. So are we just saying this is a bad idea? Is that what you decided? I'm in this room right here.
For somebody. Somebody's making money.
Those are the stories that are in the Ramble. If you'd like further information, go to our website. We'll link on through at npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.